Check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonze. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Water supply disrupted in several parts of Kitwe as power outage hits Nkana water plant. SADC Truck Drivers Association seeks government action over alleged mistreatment at Remus Logistics. Madagascar's president asks for 1 year to resolve problems or he will resign. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. A power outage at one of Nkana Water and Sanitation Company's major water treatment plants in Kitwe has disrupted supply to several parts of the district. According to Nkana Water, the Wulangililo Water Treatment Plant is currently without power, forcing the firm to temporarily suspend water supply to numerous parts of Kitwe. The company says some of the affected areas include Buchi, Kamitondo, Industrial Area, Wiantanshi, Parklands North, and the town center, with the company acknowledging that residents in these places are already experiencing supply disruptions. The water utility has, however, assured customers that ZESCO has been informed about the development and is working to restore electricity supply to the treatment facility. The last similar water disruption posed challenges to Kitwe Teaching Hospital before supply was restored, with the current outage having no specified time frame for restoration in the affected areas, including the zone where the health facility is located. The SADC Truck Drivers Association is calling for government intervention over the mistreatment of local drivers at Remus Logistics in Indola. The association national coordinator, Darius Mochilwano, has expressed deep concern over reports that over 200 Zambian truck drivers are facing mistreatment at the hands of foreign nationals in management positions. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mochilwano is urging the Ministry of Labour and the Immigration Department to ensure that all foreign managers hold valid work permits and operate within Zambian law. He is calling for swift action from the authorities to address the situation at the company and to ensure order and fairness is restored in the transport sector. This follows a recent incident in which over 240 drivers stormed the provincial minister's office in Indola, protesting the unfair dismissal of 40 colleagues, where they demanded the removal of the company's managing director over alleged racist remarks.
We've got Zimbabweans from there. Now they are missing Zambians. And we tried to report this matter to immigration, started it from Mandola, then from Mandola it went up to Lusaka. Now it's like the Lusaka office are trying to protect these Zimbabweans. These Zimbabweans are even posting that they've got the political hands in their position, which we are failing to understand. And being that us Zambians, we are about 200 plus, we cannot be seen to be not important, because we are even the people that even voted for the government which is at present.
Last month, the Copperbelt Provincial Minister, Elisha Matambo, held a high-level meeting with management where he directed the company to reinstate all dismissed workers and reset relations with staff. The Veterinary Association of Zambia Zambia National Farmers Union and other livestock sector players have rejected the Medicines and Allied Substances Draft Bill and are calling for separate regulation of veterinary medicines and allied substances. At a joint press briefing in Lusaka this morning, the group says the bill in its current form fails to address the distinct needs of the veterinary sector and warns that retaining regulation under the Ministry of Health through the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, will undermine livestock productivity and animal health services. Speaking on behalf of the group, the Veterinary Association of Zambia president, Dr. Malcolm Chiova, disclosed that the arrangement has contributed to delays in product registration, high administration costs, untimely access to vaccines and essential veterinary medicines, which is compounded by the underfunding of the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock. Dr. Chiova has cited the 2026 budget allocation of 1.8 million kwacha as insufficient to support expanded veterinary services, staff recruitment, and regulatory oversight. The stakeholders are calling for the creation of a separate veterinary medicines and allied substances directorate under the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock to accelerate approvals, reduce stock outs, encourage local investments, and better align regulation with national disease control protocols.
Aligning with what happens in other countries such as Kenya, South Africa, and the United Kingdom, at the official opening of the 80th Veterinary Association of Zambia Scientific Conference and Annual General Meeting held on the 24th April 2024 in Livingstone, the Republican President also called for the decoupling of the veterinary medicine regulation function from the Ministry of Health, to mind this function to sit under the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock. Secondly, our recommendation is strengthen stakeholder engagement with a clear and deliberate inclusion of veterinary professionals.
At the same briefing, the Poultry Association of Zambia Executive President, Dominic Chanda, says the bill must completely be done away with if government is unwilling to make changes, and has cautioned that if unresolved, Zambia's cattle population target of 7.4 million by 2027 from the current 5.1 million may not be achieved.
We all may be aware there is also, I think, a process of reviewing the Medicines and Allied Substance Bill 2025. And to this particular bill, I think the industry has been submitting over the past 5 years the issue of separating the allied substance from the medicine substance. And this has not been taken into account in this particular bill. And because of that, we feel, I think, our submissions, submission of the poultry industry, submission of the entire livestock industry has not been taken into account, which is very, very unfortunate.
Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi has reaffirmed government's commitment to growing Zambia's economy through enhancing trade with neighboring countries. Speaking at the project launch of the construction of the 59 kilometers Kalabo-Sikongo Road project in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Milupi said this is being achieved through the development of modern border infrastructure, citing plans for one-stop 24-hour operating border posts. In a speech read for him by Ministry Permanent Secretary Professor Albert Malama, Mr. Milupi has since urged the implementation team to remain focused and diligent in delivering the Kalabo-Sikongo Road project.
The government is working tirelessly to grow the economy by enhancing trade with our neighboring countries. This is being achieved through the development of modern border infrastructure, including the establishment of one border post and the transition towards 24 border operations. These initiatives are aimed at improving efficiency and reducing trade barriers, and as well as creating a conducive environment for business across our borders.
Economic Development in Africa representative Mostafa Mohammed says the